Quixia Chandelier. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha, and welcome to the studio, Diane Kelly from Hardin County Schools. And this week is the Adult Education and Family Literacy Week. So tell us what that is.
Well, thank you for having me. I do want to let the community know what Adult Education and Family Literacy Week celebrates. One of the things that's important for everybody to understand is there are 40 million adults in the United States that cannot read above a third grade level. And nearly 63 million cannot do fourth grade math. So think about this as a parent. Your child might be struggling in school, and you might not be the one that can help them. And we do find above economy, above social standing, the one thing that provides success for a child is the parent's ability to read. So everybody benefits from adult education. We are a vital contributor to the community. We offer more than just GED services. We do help low-skilled parents and adults, because many people need this for the workplace, to improve their reading and their math skills. We also work with the ESL, the English as a Second Language population, to help them become more proficient in their reading and sometimes their math skills also. So we don't just do the GED, although that is our primary focus. Many people come into our program wanting the GED, but then we realize their skill level is well below that which is needed, so we have to put them in some basic classes to develop those skills. One of the biggest issues we have, for example, with the social studies and science test is the vocabulary. They don't understand the words, so if you don't understand the words, you obviously can't understand the question, and therefore the answer becomes a little bit more difficult. But we in Hardin County, in our Skills U program, we've been working diligently to try to help people get to their GED faster. And there's a lot of things that we can do to remove those barriers. One of the biggest barriers is transportation. I can't get to class because I don't have transportation, or I can't get to class because of my work schedule. I can't get to class because of my childcare situation. And I can't get to class because I have anxiety issues and I really struggle being in a large environment with people. So we have, over the years, especially with the pandemic, revamped our program tremendously to allow for remote enrollment, remote testing. And sometimes we have GED graduates and we haven't seen them yet. We're hoping to see them this Friday at the graduation ceremony. But what we have done is we have offered this remote option where the people can come to class if they would like. They can also Zoom if they would like. In fact, they can do both. Let's say you're scheduled for a class and you come regularly on Monday and Wednesday mornings, but one day you can't make it, you can Zoom in on that class and not miss any assignments, not miss any lessons, and still see your friends from class. We call those roomy Zoomies. So you can be in the room or you can be in the Zoom. And we also now offer one-on-one instruction for those that are close to their GED. They might have one subject or two subjects to go, or they just might need that little pump up to get past the test. One of the biggest benefits that have happened in the last year is that you can actually take the official GED test at home. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. You can actually take the official GED test at home. It's proctored. It's not an easy thing because you have to have the right computer system. But in the past year, 40% of our GED graduates have taken at least one test online, and probably the majority of those have taken all of their tests online. We had Thomas this past week. I delivered a computer to him on Thursday so he could take the test because he did not have the right computer system. So we will deliver a computer to you. So that was a Thursday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, he took one test each and passed them. He needed to work on his math. He did two Zoom tutoring sessions, one a couple days before his test, one the day of his test, and he was able to take his last test. So in 1 week, he got the GED at home.
That's awesome. So if somebody wants to find out more, and there's no shame in this at all.
No shame at
all. So how does somebody get a hold of you and find out how they can be involved in this?
Our phone number is 270-769-8866. We are located at the college in the OTB 300 building in room 310. And also, we always let people know, especially if it's after hours or weekend, you can always call me, Diane Kelly, on my cell phone, 270-304-4893. We want to be available because we want to find out how we can help you, and we structure your plan around what you need.
Is there a website that people can go to find out more information?
We actually recommend people go to our Facebook page, so it's Hardin LaRue Skills U. But also, if you go to the Hardin County Schools website and look under adult education, under alternative programs, we have that basic information available.
All right. Well, Diane Kelly, thanks so much for this information. This has been
Thank
very
you.
Good information. And we are Quixie 98.3.